Challenge Show. A few notes before we begin. This clever little show is run completely by trained chimps, unless you mean the disabled population of which there are 650 million of us worldwide. Sorry, did we offend you already? If we did, accidentally or otherwise, we have doctors standing by to take your call. Wait, we know what you're thinking.
I tuned to the wrong podcast.
Or I'm gonna find them.
Trust us when we say it's been done, not to us, but we just want to tell you that the opinions and the hosts are not condemned or owned by Log Talk Radio or any other network. Like we said at the top of the announcement, this show is run by trained idiots. We may have other idiots in the control booth who...
Well, we also want to tell you that this show contains strong language, maybe unsuitable for children, unusual humor, which may be unsuitable for adults, and advanced mathematics, which may be unsuitable for liberal arts majors.
Did we say mathematics majors? Sorry, we meant lawyers, caseworkers, nannies, Wall Street execs. We're looking at you, Autism Speaks, even though you changed your motto. Back doctors, people opposed to free speech, and current dictators. The dictators on this list include Mao Zedong, Donald Trump, Kim Jong-un, Hun Sen, Paul Gamey, anybody who is involved in the Northeast US election, that includes Donald Trump.
Also, did we ever mention, or hasten to mention, that we are also against neuro... Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, hello, dead air.
No, we are not on dead air. We are revising that announcement, so that's why I told our pink hood to cut it. The thing is yes, we are AMC Press & Co., and if you've never heard the podcast, we are AMC Press & Co. I am Red Hood. Beside me, or across from me, or wherever you are, is Pink Hood. The one who said, do we have dead air? That was Johnny, and he's our sound guy. So what
we
do...
In the middle of the frozen tundra.
What?
In the middle of the frozen tundra, that is the north.
Yes, in the middle of the frozen tundra, that is the United States of America, and it's the north, and it's going
except,
for...
Except Florida. Except Florida, darn you.
Except for warm, sunny Florida, and it's going...
Darn you and your 80-degree weather.
Yes, and... Getting the 80-degree weather out is going through a transition right now, known as an election. We are past the election. We are hoping that Facebook elections actually work out. But
right.
Tonight is a holiday episode.
I think we go on to the first topic.
And we are
night.
Going on to our first topic. So,
yes.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
That is perfect. You've flown to London.
What?
What?
Haven't you flown out of London?
I've flown out of London, and let's just say it was very hard flying out of London. I'm not in the city of New York, but it was very hard flying out of London and experiencing that there was nobody to check my bag, nobody to x-ray me, nobody to prod at my body, nobody to do anything. Nobody to even say, do you have violins, Mr. Red Hood? And me carrying violins and other bits and bobs and things and all of that pretty much would literally, well, land me in prison. But at the same time, would practically, how do I say this? The Royal Philharmonic, you're in trouble. All your string players have, all your instruments are rather, they're with me for safekeeping. But the PSA,
Yes. Do tell.
But, you know, so there has been a strike. Yes, the strike was between the lovely TSA of London and everything else. And they're clocking off and saying, whatever we're going. Not only that, but a pre-Christmas strike delaying thousands and thousands and thousands.
Right. Continue on, Red Hood.
And basically, the union says about 1,500 bag handlers, cargo crew at the airports across Britain have striked. And this holiday season, it's not just the NHS, it's everybody else. And why they're striking... Why they're striking is because of the fact that they want more pay. What else? What else would you want to do on December 22nd? Not December 31st, then it would be a week off and everybody would be really, really pissed. So,
right.
You know, what else would you want to do? The fact is that they're employed by Swissport, which is, I assume, a Swiss company. That's what has Swiss in the name. And the dispute is over pay, like I said. Pay.
Right.
It's always over pay. The United, or the unit, said Friday that members had voted to reject a pay of over 4.65% over 3 years, and the union urged Swissport to agree to negotiations to avert the walkout, which could cause the woe of thousands of holiday travelers. But no, of course,
it's nothing good. Especially for traveling in and out of, in and out for the holidays.
I mean, yes, the usual thing of holidays and flying out at the great expense of everything else. You know, I bet you they don't tell any other person that says, oh yes, you're going to be delayed because approximately 1,500 workers are going to walk here out of here at noon. Be ready to check your own baggage. Make sure that you have everything packed. Ask yourself the security questions. Did you pack this? Did you pack this this bag today? Did you not steal anything from the kitchen? Did you steal any Marmite? If you steal any Marmite, put it back. If you stole anything else, just put everything back and stay at home. Oh, we want to get to Bermuda.
Right,
But we want to go to Bermuda, says it, or Mallorca, or the Netherlands, says every Brit or every other Brit has money. We want to come back to the US to see our relatives. You can't, unfortunately. Why? Why? Why can't you? Well, because we're you have to you basically have to take everything yourself. That's...
Which is not fun at all.
Which is not fun, but it is fun for those who, you know, at Amazon, who are just buying things and leaving. It's the equivalent, right?
Right.
Right.
Or if you get the Cockney, like, oh, did you try the bloody ligation jockeys whip in the bleeding string?
Yeah, or be in charge of the Starbucks. Do you want a small with that, or do you want a macchiato, or do you want the,
Right.
Yeah, no, do you want the supersized drink?
What would you like with that? It's like, what would you like with that? Really?
Did you want the Bloody Jack's Alive Oxford Scholar Everson Toffee?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Would you like peas on toast? Would you like burning cake? Would you like that? Would you like spotted dick? That's actually a dish, by the way.
Yeah, like Google it. It's a real thing.
Right. Google it. Go and Google it. Would you like
Fried
Marmite?
Is
that's
a real thing
too. Would you like baked beans? That's a real thing too. Would you like the Queen to come and say happy birthday on Christmas Eve? Would you like a thing called Boxing Day? Would you also like the fact that everybody's an Anglophile and those who want to be really aren't, but they really like British history? Or would you like the fact that you just have to carry on, keep calm,
keep it on, carry on, but also...
Take it with a grain of salt that you'll actually be able to get to Mallorca without the fact that there are barking dogs underneath your seat.
The fact is
that when you hear barking dogs underneath your seat, get worried, because basically that might be the protesters them banging their signs in the cargo hold. The fact is that. You know, then bang them on their signs, and you tell them to shut up, and they go, fuck you. And they go, and then you tell them to shut up again, and then you start banging your seat down, and they just start banging it. And then pretty soon you have a piece of wood between you and the inch that is the cargo holds. And then your animal going, what's going on? If you've brought an animal. If you brought a small animal, like the size of a chihuahua, or the size of the fact that, you know, the size of your little kid. Hopefully your kid is an animal. But, you know, if you bought a chihuahua, a goldfish, an owl, a rat, a serpent, any kind of Medusa thingy, you know, anything, be prepared to not get locked in the cargo hold with all the protesters. Calmly leave, you know, calmly approach the plane, leave your baggage at the side. Somebody will go pick it up who has a protester's kit. And a big thing that says at the side of it says says Swissport, and we'll be fine, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, and then the pilot, then the fact is you'll hear this announcement. Attention, yes. We don't have any cargo men nor wait staff, so you just have to serve yourself. Thank you. Then all the signs would go on, the seatbelt sign, the no smoking sign, the smoking sign that isn't a no smoking sign, the reading sign, the Kindle sign, everything will go on. Your mind will go blitzkrieg and you'll go, what the fuck are you on? The person next to you will basically say,
everything's going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Meanwhile,
Mother's pearly gate flight.
Right. On this flight to New York, Mallorca, whatever. Now, everybody else is just going and absolutely kicking everybody's ass. You know, and it'll be fine. But yet, you're glaring at the next person. The person is going, I don't think this is a good time right now. And the other one is going, yes, it is. I have my Kindle and my iPod. And he's a millennial sitting next to you, and he's singing probably Little Mix or something like that. Then, if that's not enough, you hear another announcement. The other announcement says, if you are an Anglophile or an American, be prepared that Donald Trump is actually going to be elected. If you're an Anglophile, be prepared that Theresa May might get angry and might be in front of you.
Turn this bloody plane back.
Yes, turn the bloody plane back. And even if you're at Heathrow, the chances of landing are 0.01%. You know, you know. And your kid is sitting with his walkers or Lays and saying, Mommy, can I please have Lays? Go and get yourself, you stupid child. You know. And that is exactly what is happening with Swissgear and Swissport. And the fact that there is definitely something going on with the transport. Oh, and one more thing. The thing about carriers and everything like that, even if the protesters are still down there and still hollering, so is everybody else. So shut up and keep going. You know, but yet this is the holidays and everybody's supposed to act really, really, really good, right?
Yeah.
Not sure about that. You know. Not entirely sure about it. But at the same time, there is also, you know that little magazine in front that everybody receives but nobody really reads on an airplane?
Mm-hmm.
Like the thing that you buy over, you know, like the, what's it called? The disposable, the thing where I buy all my violins and strings and
I have no idea
things. And no, it's the thing in the airport where you have duty-free, that's it, duty-free, right?
Yes,
the duty-free catalog that's in the front of every pouch in an airplane, right?
Yes,
well,
yeah.
The thing is that I recently perused it, and perusing it, it found some very odd items, such as wine for cats. Wine, of course. Of course, the cats around the world are now drinking Pinot Meow and Moscato and loving it. Why? Because it's in their bowls and it's not cream. What else? What else are they drinking pink called?
I don't know offhand, Red Hood.
What else are they having, Johnny? I mean, at... Johnny?
We have another dog and cat wine.
I mean, cat and dog wines, yes. But then they also have a medium leather Rapstone, which couldn't be further from the truth in the fact that this Rapstone only will cost you and set you back $85.
It could be yours for a low price of $85.
Oh, wow.
Yes, $85 for the duty-free person who's practically wrapping everything they see in sight.
Yeah.
Including
the
baked potato.
Yes.
You heard me right. A baked potato. Even a baked potato. In a leather pouch. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Pinkwood. Couldn't you go on Etsy and get the same thing for a lot less?
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it probably won't be in a leather pouch, though.
No,
right.
Of course it'll be in a leather pouch. Everything's in a leather pouch. I can go around London and I can go around Bushgate and get the same thing, you know?
It'll probably come in a nice knit pouch.
Yeah, the crochet net pouch, but at least it'll be made by a person, not a company.
True.
You know, it'll be made with love, ladies and gentlemen. Then maybe they can hand it out to the protesters.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that might not be a good idea.
Maybe
may not.
Not
be a good idea.
No. Yeah.
Never give protesters rocks.
No. Because
rocks, not good.
No, because then it will have
not
shit all
good.
Over it. But then it will have shit
turn,
all over it.
Then it'll turn into a riot.
Yes, a major riot. Which is pretty bad, say.
AMC Press does not condone rioting.
Yeah. you're right with that, Johnny.
I mean, the fact is that we're out of the passé pet rocks. And now, alternatively, if you want another pet rock, We suggest that you go to Cape Cod. They have plenty of natural rocks there. Maybe...
Just go outside.
You know, just go outside.
Right, go outside.
I'm sure it's a rock wherever you may be.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Pick up one, get a rocket launcher, launch it at your fellow person. That'd be good. You know, also the fact that is that, you know, you go out and it's sort of like Dennis the Menace, you know.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever heard that. You know, Dennis, I've got a slingshot. Really? Randy? Yes, I've got a slingshot. Really? Yes, I've got a slingshot and I know how to use it. Does it come with a pet rock?
Really now?
No, it doesn't come with a pet rock. You know, but then the fact is that you could also be wearing a luxury item. And the luxury item is from KFC's line of extra crispy sunscreen. Now, we all know what this is about. Because the extra crispy cut sunscreen doesn't come with a side of chicken, orcon, or sanders, does it?
No, it doesn't. No,
will
it doesn't.
No.
No.
No. It's not like Crisco, you know? It's not like Crisco. Crisco is, well, how do you want to say this? Crisco is not, Crisco is not, Crisco is definitely not, Crisco is definitely not sunscreen.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And Crisco is definitely not
the way to go.
One of those things.
Yeah,
that
just go, yes, I want Crisco.
You want the paste on your body. It does not work at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by that not working at all, I don't think Colonel Sanders has any idea that his extra crispy is only used as in the Bahamas, as Ibiza, California, or anything that is not the North Pole. Although it could, be used for anybody who is rather non non, how do I want to say this? Does have an iron deficiency. You know, that kind of thing. You know, the restaurant chain is offering 3,000 bottles of SPF sunscreen to make it smell like its signature fried chicken, and suppliers have disappeared almost immediately. Really? Okay, then.
Yeah.
This is something new.
Yeah, I know. It's like...
They came out with it over in the summertime.
Yeah,
obviously.
It's like, you're kidding? You're really kidding. It's like, so you would rather us smell like KFC? No, thank you. We're good on that. No.
I don't want to smell it, let alone eat it.
Yeah. No.
That would be one gift that would be not worthwhile. Not worth getting at all.
No.
Just saying. It's way too... It is like way too crazy. It's like, so yeah, you're going to smell like crap. That's great.
I mean,
literally crap.
Makes literal crap. Off. Not we're
like,
not. We're not saying anything about.
Heck.
Anything.
Mhm.
You know.
We know.
It would.
At the same time.
It would go good with last year's Whopper fragrance.
Oh God.
Yeah. Whopper.
Yeah,
fragrance.
You're right. You're right
now,
with that.
That's
probably not the best idea.
Not good. It's not
at all.
Good at all. You know.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Must have come from Japan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Must it be imported? No.
Right.
This
must it be must it be imported?
It probably is.
Must it be for sunscreen in Ibiza? Must it be sunscreen that smells like chicken?
Yeah, no. Eating chicken, fine. Wearing it, no. No, I'm good on that. No.
Must it be so far removed from normal SPF that general doesn't actually have to use it?
So,
you know, no.
It's like, come on.
It's come on, people.
Yes, guess what? It's not as if it's going to be A-okay for what for selling that. It's like, no way. It's like, just no, I'm good. We'll just let this go and just be at that point.
Exactly.
What are they coming out with the milkshake fragrance?
That
no.
would actually be.
Yeah, that might work.
Good.
That might sell, actually.
That would be better than what they're coming out now, or what they have come out with.
You are a genius. Okay, since they came out with KFC sunscreen, what's next? McDonald's French fries oil?
Yeah, right.
It's like, really, it's almost like, is Burger King going to come out with a fragrance for the chicken fries to compete with KFC?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was going right down that road, are they coming up with something with the chicken fries?
I mean, yeah, right, exactly. You know.
Chicken fries deodorant.
Chicken fries deodorant. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just no.
It's like, we're good.
It's like, who knew? Oh, God. No, please, no. You know. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
No.
And we're totally not ready for the holidays, which are coming up.
Yeah. I mean, totally not ready. But
and those who are in other countries and may not necessarily celebrate the same beliefs, have a good day off. We'll be doing that too.
Yeah, have a good Exactly.
Hey, so happens the holidays this year are all
together.
They're all together this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all overlap.
We were like that last year, you know.
First night Hanukkah, December 24th. Christmas
yeah.
Day, December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
what do you think about, we all have Apple products. What do you think of the mix of Halloween, something Halloween-esque, mixing with holidays and Frankenstein?
Are
and
you asking,
showing acceptance. Yes.
Love it.
Are you asking what I thought of it?
Does.
Well, as an ad? Or
yes.
As a creative...
As an
Christmas.
Ad. Christmas ad. Holiday ad.
Brilliant.
I mean, it is brilliant in one way. In another way, it's confusing.
I could see what they were trying to do. They were trying to include differences into... the actual plot of the ad.
Yeah.
So,
but another one.
You look at like Frankenstein, Outcast at Christmas time. He just wants to be accepted.
So that's a big thing. That's a huge... It does depict someone who's different. It could be someone... It could relate to even people with disabilities, too.
Yeah. It can relate to people with disabilities, but the one that really sticks out as a really good ad is... is the GE ad, which is rather good, you know. At least that's an ad that is really good. The thing is, it's a strange acceptance ad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The one with GE isn't strange at all because it illustrates a point. I don't think when they were planning this, they said let's.
Mm-hmm.
It was a version called Fuck It All, you know. I think, but it worked. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It worked, and the lucky it worked, because it, you know.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
It's the working part. How many people love that, you know?
Right.
How many people don't, you know? And there are a lot of people who go, oh, that's cute, but that's odd, you know? Yep. Kind of thing. It's cute, but it's odd, you know.
Right.
And yet, when you see ads like this. It gets very interesting to watch.
Yeah, it does.
Because you don't know what's gonna come out. You don't know what's gonna come out. And you don't know how it's going to come out. with... You don't know how it's going to come out with...
Right.
With
mm-hmm.
how many people view it, you know?
Right.
That is a thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is really a thing. It's not a thing of going, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thing of... It's not a thing.
Right.
I guess. Of... It's not a thing of loving it so much. It's a thing
mm-hmm.
of going and saying, ah, does that make sense? You
know?
Right. Because most
mm-hmm.
of these... Most of these things are...
Mm-hmm.
Most of the things are pre-planned in... Most of these things are pre-planned in the summer. So when they end, it is... So... They're pre-planning in the summer, and then they air in December, and they shoot sometime in, like, October.
Right.
So,
right.
I think... I think when they planned it, it was pretty much a...
Mm-hmm.
A thing that they planned over the summer, and then executed.
Right.
And... They were trying to demonstrate creativity, but
right.
in some other ads, they demonstrate creativity better. It's also about what your plan is for the ad.
Right.
That could be very much a thing where something either went wrong or
right.
went right. There are many things that can go right or wrong depending on the ad company that you hire.
Right.
That thing. You hire the right ad company, you get a brilliant ad. But
mm-hmm.
I think that when you have something that is like an Apple ad, they're known for doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
They think differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm.
They think
that's true.
Mhm.
That's what Apple does.
Yeah.
Let's just say, for now, ads will always be ads. People
mm-hmm.
will always be people.
Mm-hmm.
But the holidays will always be the holidays, not necessarily in this order. For the past two
mm-hmm.
and a half years, we've had it in this order. And so we will be back approximately in January. And we're thinking in January around the second week of January.
The ninth,
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ninth.
Everyone could listen to our past episodes on iTunes
and
on here, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll be back.
And we'll be back, and so have a blessed holiday season, whatever you celebrate, and go spend time with your families.
Yeah.
See you next year.
That's what we're going to do.
In 2017.
And we'll see you in 2017 when we'll have a lot more stuff on the horizon. We just can't say what yet. Have a great holiday season. We wish you all the best. And I will stop singing violin strings for now. I'll resume that. January,
sure you will.
When I have the TSA, and I know the TSA is back, so I don't
think that... Let's get going.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.